How would you like to be me? That was the question on everyone's lips at a forum in Adelaide recently, which aimed to shed light on the everyday experiences of First Nations peoples around the country. Among the panel of speakers was Utopia elder Rosalie Kunath Monks, journalist Jeff McMullen and Sovereign Union founder Michael Gillar Anderson. The Wire's Lavette Williams was there.
How would you like to be me?
The song is about racism and discrimination. It was just inspired by life experiences that I've been through and situations where I've been discriminated. And the song basically just tells stories of a situation where I was racially discriminated. Talk about circumstances in a taxi, in a pizza bar, and getting rejected from a nightclub because I was Aboriginal.
Aboriginal rapper Kapa opening the How Would You Like To Be Me forum in Adelaide. Michael Gillar Anderson is the founder of the Sovereign Union and was one of the speakers at the forum. He shared some of his own experiences.
I'm a Yualiyo Gomoroi man and I will not ever allow myself to be called an Australian because I am not an Australian.
Just explain to me a little bit more, what do you mean by that when you say you're not an Australian?
I've never been a British subject. I've never been part of the Queen's people. I've never been a subject of the Queen. My family have never been. And we've been isolated by law, by legislation, by practice, by government policies. And they took our children. They took my grandmother, you know, in 1914. And they treated her as a slave. They traded her off to white farmers. And they got money on trading her off as a slave girl, yeah? Australia did profit from slavery in this country, of slavery of Aboriginal children. My grandmother is included. But the thing is that, you know, she was never an Australian citizen. She was always an Aboriginal girl and she was subject to all those laws.
How do other countries view their experiences of Aboriginal people?
Other countries? Well, my experience around the world right now has been always, I guess the biggest shock I ever got when I met Elijah Muhammad in Brooklyn in 1973, when they introduced me as Gillar, this Aboriginal fellow from Australia, and he said, oh no, they introduced me as a brother from Australia, and he looked at me and he said, but you're black, how did you get into Australia? And I said, I'm an original one. He said, can't be, because they killed all of you. So this was the knowledge that a lot of the world had in the early 1970s, that they killed us all. And that there were only a few remnants of us left. So a lot of the world really don't know that there is a large Aboriginal population in this country, and it's one that is constantly under oppression.
And how did you feel hearing that the world does not know the existence of Indigenous Australians?
Well, it didn't surprise me, because what surprised me was the fact that he had knowledge of it. That's what surprised me more than anything in the world. And the fact that he did ask, how many are you left? So they had this perception in 1970s in black America that there was none of us. There were very few of us left.
How do you hope the forum will inspire the people here tonight?
What I've heard from the people is that they heard some leadership and they heard people with commitment and passion, including the white folk, like, you know, Jeff McMullen, who are very passionate about what's going on in the Aboriginal community and know that something has to be done and has to be done quick.
Michael Gillar Anderson, founder of the Sovereign Union. I also spoke with journalist and activist Jeff McMullen and asked him what the phrase, How Would You Like To Be Me, means to him.
It is a rap song, but it's a song that expresses what every Aboriginal child must feel. Looking around and wondering, in this country, would you really want to be in my shoes? So what it means to me is I see the signs in the Northern Territory, the intervention signs outside a remote community. And a little baby who would have been born just those years ago in 2007, he will have, or she will have, 15 years of federal control. It's like living in an occupied territory. So when I put myself in the shoes of that child, it seems wrong.
Racism was one of the things that was raised tonight. What can you tell me about racism then and racism now?
It's always been a poisonous undercurrent in Australia, and the modern Australian society was founded on a constitution that is racist, on a white Australia policy that was not only racist but had such a unscientific, Darwinian, white supremacist sentiment that it's madness that this was ever written into the Constitution. As far as I know, it's one of the few constitutions on earth that has this stain of racism and this formal expression of what I would say, bluntly, is white supremacist thinking. So it distorts the nature of our society when people speak of using race or colour or any other form, gender, religion, any of these things to discriminate, to deliberately hurt someone. I mean, that's really what, to me, racism, I've watched it around the world and everywhere I've been, you see it. It's sometimes unconscious and very casual, but oftentimes it's malicious, it's violent, and it's incredibly destructive. That's a part of human nature, you might say, but I would say it's largely out of ignorance and fear. It's the fear of difference, of anyone that seems different. And so if our species is going to grow to its full beautiful potential, clearly that's a kind of thinking that we have to relegate to a less complete human.
Jeff McMullen finishing that report by the wise Lavette Williams.